This was the scene in Sichuan last year, at a stadium turned into a camp for people made homeless by the earthquake. This woman was calling for volunteers, and volunteers were everywhere. They were sorting through donated clothes and passing out food. They were carrying signs with the names of the missing to try to reunite families. All told, nearly $11 billion was donated for earthquake relief, and some 100,000 volunteers showed up to help.
The earthquake tapped into a lot of different things, actually. I think it wasn't just the empathy or the compassion. It was also a sense of nationalism and other things that really sort of opened the floodgates for the giving.
Grace Chang is managing director of the Social Venture Group in Shanghai. It helps Chinese philanthropists find places to put their money.
The big question for those of us in the circle is, was that just a one-off because of the earthquake, or are we really going to see more engaged philanthropy in China among Chinese? And our sense is that the general trend is changing. I don't think we're going to see anywhere near 2008 levels this year, but I do think that overall people's minds and sort of experiences have been opened up to giving in ways that they haven't been before.
Their minds may have opened, but more wallets are closed for now. Liu Youping is the deputy director of the government-affiliated China Charity and Donation Information Center. Liu says donations to charity in the first quarter of this year are just a small fraction of what they were in the first quarter of last year, and that was before the earthquake. One reason is the financial crisis. Another could be skepticism about how the earthquake money was spent. Beijing resident Shi Tieping says he hasn't given anything more to charity since the earthquake. He says there have been too many stories of corruption, and he wishes there were more transparency about how donations have been used. Still, Liu Youping of the China Charity and Donation Information Center says while donations are down this year, volunteerism is up. He says so many people volunteered both for earthquake relief and for the Olympics last year that it accelerated an already existing trend for Chinese people to give of their time even when they don't have spare cash. China's State Council said today that 10 million Chinese volunteered in some capacity last year. At a recent fair for non-government organizations, or NGOs, a 21-year-old political science major named Zhang Sanlin said he's planning to spend a year as a volunteer in a village school in Sichuan.
I think that it is very important now to get a grasp of the Chinese village, and then I can do many things. When I grow up and have my enterprise, and then I will support an NGO such as this, and then to support the villages in China.
When you say in the future you'll have an enterprise, you expect you'll have your own business?
Or yes.
You plan to be a businessman?
Yes, I plan to be a businessman first. Because I think maybe we can affect the countryside in China on economic aspect.
Charles Lee manned another booth at the NGO fair. He's with the Narada Foundation, which funds education-related NGOs, but it has a bigger purpose in mind.
We have a mission that is to foster the civil society in China, and it has to have a strong third sector to make a complete and a mature society.
That third sector, Lee says, is made up of individual donors and volunteers.
The third sector is very important for China, especially under these circumstances. When China has become more democratic and have more open-minded,
society may be more open-minded, but the government is still wary about allowing NGOs too much freedom or independence. After last year's earthquake, there was an unprecedented openness for volunteers, and NGOs formed on the spot. But a few weeks later, those new NGOs were told to stop. If they wanted to keep working, they were told, they had to find a government department to sponsor and supervise them, or they couldn't collect donations. So, if the earthquake response moved China a seismic step closer to having an engaged and independent civil society, the government has since tried to nudge it back. The authorities may be succeeding for now. Whether they will in the long run is another question. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.